as she can for, you know, to help her out and to, so she won't be bored of sitting in the wheelchair most of the time. They've got her electric chair now, which is really good. She can get around in it when the other chair, she'd have to have someone to roll her around, but she can maneuver this one real good. And she goes to school. The bus comes to their home and gets her, and they have these lifts, just lift her wheelchair right into the bus, and she goes to school, to the regular school, so it's like being an ordinary child. And she goes with them to church, and they finally decided that, then she's getting so heavy now, she's 12 years old, and the doctor said whenever she went down with this, that she wouldn't live to be 2 years old. Well, that's just proof that they don't know every time. They can't tell every time exactly, because she's lived to be 12 years old now. And one thing that I remember, our anniversary was on the 3rd of July. And this past one, we celebrated our 4th wedding anniversary. And Angela's birthday is the 4th. And whenever we first went to see them, when they first got her, they wouldn't allow people to even go see her for a certain length of time. They had to be very careful and carry out orders just exactly. And when we did get to see her, Dorothy says, "Mother," says, "there's something I can tell you that stands out real much in my mind, but says I can't tell you now. Says I have to wait for a certain time." I says, "Well, okay, I'll wait." And so that's what it was. Our anniversary on the 3rd and her birthday on the 4th, that close to our anniversary, and she was just thrilled about that. Said she could, it's very easy to remember our anniversary and it being so close to her birthday. And I said, we was talking about Angela. About this picture that you're looking at here. We gave Angela a surprise birthday dinner, and that's when they lived here in Elegy. And I kept her that morning. They went to church, and I stayed at home in order to take her back over there to the surprise birthday dinner. She didn't know what it was going to be. And so that picture is one that we just got out of the car and walked around it, and she's seeing all of her little friends there. She didn't know a thing on earth about it. And that was her 7th birthday. This is with the cake. It has seven candles on it. And she was really tickled, and they really had a good time. And it wasn't very long till we'd come on back home. Had a big swarm of bees. Picture here, the bees. My husband, he helps me with them, but he puts on a veil and long sleeves and extra clothes, and I just burn up in them. I can't stand them, so I don't wear that, and I just go into them without a hat on my arm, without anything's on my arm or anything.
They don't ever stand?
Very seldom ever. And these pictures, is some that we made. See all that big pile of bees right there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a holding them there. And here is, after I took the swarm and shook them off on this rug here in front of the beehive, and then I pick on the side of the gum, and they go marching in. All that black doing there is the bees. What a bees.
Good gosh.
And we had this one enlarged, and I have several more someplace, but I don't remember what I did with them. You take them, well, we go up, and they was up in a tree, and he went up in it and cut the limbs out and made a way, got a hold of them, saw the limb off that they's on. The queen bee is in that hive, how come them swarm, though, first place? They raise a lot of bees, and two queens won't stay in one hive.